But who were these remarkable people? Remarkable as much by their power and achievements as by their conversion to a religion of outcasts. The descriptions that have come down to us originate in hostile sources and cannot be taken at face value. As to the Khazars, an Arab chronicler writes, they are to the north of the inhabited earth, towards the seventh clime, having over their heads the constellation of the plough. Their land is cold and wet. Accordingly, their complexions are white, their eyes blue, their hair flowing and predominantly reddish, their bodies large, and their natures cold. Their general aspect is wild. After a century of warfare, the Arab writer obviously had no great sympathy for the Khazars, nor had the Georgian or Armenian scribes, whose countries of a much older culture had been repeatedly devastated by Khazar horsemen. A Georgian chronicle, echoing an ancient tradition, identifies them with the hosts of Gog and Magog, quote, wild men with hideous faces and the manners of wild beasts, eaters of blood, end quote. An Armenian writer refers to the horrible multitude of Khazars with insolent, broad, lashless faces and long, falling hair like women. Lastly, the Arab geographer Istakri, one of the main Arab sources, has this to say, quote, the Khazars do not resemble the Turks. They are black-haired and are of two kinds, one called the Kara Khazars, or black Khazars, who are swarthy, verging on deep black, as if they were a kind of Indian, and a white kind, Ak Khazars, who are strikingly handsome. End quote. This is more flattering, but only adds to the confusion, for it was customary among Turkish peoples to refer to the ruling classes or clans as white, to the lower strata as black. Thus, there is no reason to believe that the white Bulgars were whiter than the black Bulgars, or that the white Huns, the Ephthalites, who invaded India and Persia in the 5th and 6th centuries, were of fairer skin than the other Hun tribes which invaded Europe. Istakri's black-skinned Khazars, as much else in his and his colleagues' writings, were based on hearsay and legend, and we are none the wiser regarding the Khazars' physical appearance or their ethnic origins. The last question can only be answered in a vague and general way. But it is equally frustrating to inquire into the origins of the Huns, Alans, Avars, Bulgars, Magyars, Bashkirs, Burtas, Sabirs, Uyghurs, Saragurs, Onugurs, Utigurs, Kutrigurs, Tarniaks, Kutrigurs, Kabars, Jabanders, Pechenegs, Guz, Cumans, Kipchaks, and dozens of other tribes or people who at one time or another in the lifetime of the Khazar kingdom passed through the turnstiles of those migratory playgrounds. Even the Huns, of whom we know much more, are of uncertain origin. Their name is apparently derived from the Chinese Hyungnu, which designates warlike nomads in general, while other nations applied the name Hun in a similarly indiscriminate way to nomadic hordes of all kinds, including the white Huns mentioned above, the Sabirs, Magyars, and Khazars. In the 1st century AD, the Chinese drove these disagreeable Hun neighbors westward, and thus started one of those periodic avalanches which swept for many centuries from Asia towards the west. From the 5th century onward, many of these westward-bound tribes were called by the generic name of Turks. The term is also supposed to be of Chinese origin, apparently derived from the name of a hill, and was subsequently used to refer to all tribes who spoke languages with certain common characteristics, the Turkic language group. Thus, the term Turk, in the sense in which it was used by medieval writers, and often also by modern ethnologists, refers primarily to language and not to race. In this sense, the Huns and Khazars were Turkic people. The Khazar language was supposedly a Chuvash dialect of Turkish, which still survives in the autonomous Chuvash Soviet Republic, between the Volga and the Sura. The Chuvash people are actually believed to be descendants of the Bulgars, who spoke a dialect similar to the Khazars. But all these connections are rather tenuous. based on the more or less speculative deductions of Oriental philologists. All we can say with safety is that the Khazars were a Turkic tribe who erupted from the Asian steppes, probably in the 5th century of our era. The origin of the name Khazar and the modern derivations to which it gave rise has also been the subject of much ingenious speculation. Most likely, the word is derived from the Turkish root gez, to wander, and simply means nomad. Of greater interest to the non-specialist are some alleged modern derivations from it. Among them, the Russian Cossack and the Hungarian Hussar, both signifying martial horsemen, and also the German Ketzer, or heretic, that is, Jew. If these derivations are correct, they would show that the Khazars had a considerable impact on the imagination of a variety of peoples in the Middle Ages.